Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where we have a part of one of our major political parties that is just not accepting the premise, is just not accepting facts that are facts, is just prioritized loyalty to a person, even more so than loyalty to a party, let alone loyalty to a country.
So, in this impeachment hearing today, where we impeach presidents for treason or bribery or other high crimes, where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list and a statue.
Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning. And Dr. Tobler, the first bite you heard there was from Chuck Todd, who claimed that people who are loyal to this president just aren't accepting of reality. And the second one was John Ratcliffe, who asked the two star witnesses yesterday, what happened here exactly that's impeachable? And you heard crickets.
The Chuck Todd and the entire band of people that would rob the 2016 election, steal it from Donald Trump, are alive and well. And, you know, Chuck Todd's been leading that chorus, not so subtly at first, but full-throatedly lately. His morning show on, Meet the Depressed on Sundays.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not surprising that people can look at the same set of facts and listen to, the most amazing thing that I saw was they're calling these things facts. That's like saying that Mark and Denise had a conversation about what kind of bubble gum they like. And Denise said she had a sinking feeling when Mark said he didn't like Double Bubble and he preferred Juicy Fruit, whatever. And it's unbelievable, the so-called facts that they're using to weaponize the impeachment process is perhaps the most damning aspect of all of this. And Chuck Todd, from what I can tell, I've listened to Meet the Press. I have not seen anything where he's willing to concede that there's something farcical about the whole event, the whole circus that this is.
Yeah, no, I would agree, and that's the whole thing, is that it's earlier this morning we played the song, heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around, and it that's kind of where we are here. You've got secondhand information. I thought that that Jim Jordan just summed it up so well, and somewhere along the way he took like a rapid speaking class. I had listened to the first part of this.
Let me read it one more time. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. We got six people having four conversations in one sentence. And you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding.
It was really that good. And Randy, that concerns me. If people only watched the opening statements, they didn't see the truth come out in that hearing yesterday.
Right. Well, I think, though, when they hear things like, Bill Taylor saying that a staffer overheard Donald Trump talking about an investigation. I mean, man, this isn't 6 degrees of separation. It's about 20 degrees of separation. And it's just when you listen to some of the details, and of course, the deer in the headlights moment when Ratcliffe asked, where's the impeachable offense here? I mean, that was classic. That was priceless. But you have who was the rep who said hearsay can be much better evidence than direct evidence, something like that.
Yeah,
basically defending all this secondhand stuff.
Representative Quigley, play cut 15, please.
Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this sense. Well,
I mean, honestly, Randy, I've got a friend on Twitter who's ripping Jim Jordan a new one last night, and I got on and said, listen, you're an attorney. If you were in a court of law and the prosecutor wouldn't allow you to call witnesses and allowed his own witnesses to get up and give hearsay evidence, you'd be jumping up and down screaming objections at the judge. And her only defense was, this isn't a courtroom.
Yeah. Well, you could predict that. This isn't a courtroom. And the American people, though, are taking this as a trial because they're not that engaged with every legal dotted I and cross T. And they are viewing this as an unfair, one-sided, I'll use Donald Trump's words, witch hunt. By the way, hearsay is better than the actual evidence. And Denise, Carl, I've heard that Mark Cox's great hair is actually a toupee. I don't know. I just heard. It's hearsay. But as far as I'm concerned, that's truth. That's truth. I mean, you know, how
no one would buy that
is.
Color, doctor.
Oh. Oh, you just took it to another
wow.
level, Carl.
No, but you know what I mean? In such a serious, at the same time that Nancy Pelosi is saying this is the Donald Trump's phone call to Zelensky was the most existential threat to the U.S. Constitution, and it's a sad day, and she's spending more time in church than the Pope does, you know, praying over America, and this is such weighty stuff. And then hearsay is great evidence? Hello? There's something that it does not align and is incoherent in the entire strategy of the Dems. They're on a rush to impeachment. It looks that way, and it is just this side of the Barnum and Bailey center ring. It is a bunch of clowns getting out of the little Volkswagen, and they just keep coming out and looking more ridiculous.
Randy, did you see the statement from Al Green, the Texas congressman, who they had his quote on a sandwich board up behind the gallery for the Republicans? They had a couple of quotes up there. One of them was from Al Green, who said, if we don't impeach this president, he's going to get reelected. Like, that's their concern. And then last night, I'm thinking, surely to God, Al Green is the only one whacked enough to say that. Then last night in an interview, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out and said this in cut number 22, please.
We also need to move quite quickly because we're talking about the potential compromise of the 2020 elections. And so this is not just about something that has occurred. This is about preventing a potentially disastrous outcome from occurring next year.
A disastrous outcome of this president getting reelected. We've got to impeach him now because we don't have anybody running who can beat him, Randy. That's the message there.
Thank God she knows how to make a light cappuccino really well. I mean, and my God, she's an embarrassment to all baristas, isn't she? Holy cow. Jeez, like, go back to Starbucks. My God in heaven, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
You talked about Al Green, though. I was thinking you were talking about the signature song, and that should become Nancy Pelosi's that singer, Al Green. His
signature song
was Let's Stay Together. I think they play that at every caucus meeting in the back room with the cigars going, you know.
Yeah. Boy, that's the truth. What a sad state of affairs. And we're going to get it again on Friday with Yovanovitch, who's going to be up there, who's clearly a bitter ex-employee with an axe to grind. If you're I got a message for you, and Ann Wagner could explain this to anybody who's interested in it because she served as an ambassador. You serve at the pleasure of the president. And when he no longer wants you to be ambassador, you get fired. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's tough. Go back home and do something else.
And I think Nikki Haley's revelations over the weekend on Fox News and in her book coming out about the insubordinate coup within the White House with John Kelly and Rex Tillerson to undermine the president and the anonymous book. I think the American public, all who answer to someone, right? The only people who don't answer to people are people like, you know, Bezos and Soros and so forth. But for the most of us working stiffs that answer to someone and have to respectfully, if we disagree, go to the boss, sometimes in a gaggle of people that say, hey, I think this is the wrong strategic move. It's very important to us. You know, I mean, many times, maybe you've done it. I think we're going up the wrong tree here. And if they say, no, this is the direction the ship is heading, and I'm the captain of the ship, this is what we're doing. You say, okay, you either resign and you find another ship to cruise on, or you take your paycheck and you do your job.
Right.
And I think this mass from the media to the Democrats with their impeachment to people inside the office and the many career bureaucrats that were part of the whole Russian hoax, that's been documented so well by none less than Robert Mueller. I think the American people, especially those, I've talked to two people in the last 24 hours who voted libertarian. They were so, they just didn't like Donald Trump's demeanor and thought he was a bore, and they couldn't deal with it in 2016, weren't sure whether he was genuine, absolutely couldn't, you know, stomach Hillary Clinton. So they voted their principle and voted libertarian. They said, I am on board for Donald Trump. This nonsense with the Dems, I am. So I think they've poked a very large hornet's nest of now very fired up conservative voters, and they're going to get stung.
Yep, I hope so. Randy, thank you. We'll be listening Saturday morning, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.